Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, November 9th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The 12-month voluntary furlough period, which began in March 2012, will end on March 1st, 2013. At that time, all flight attendants currently on voluntary furlough are scheduled to return to work. In anticipation of this scheduled return from voluntary furlough, the company has announced a new voluntary furlough period of 13 months for 1,550 flight attendants, effective March 2, 2013, ending on March 31, 2014. Additionally, there will be an option for a partnership program bid for a three-month period for the March through May 2013 schedule months that will be implemented in an effort to eliminate any need for involuntary furlough. Our contractual voluntary furlough program, as well as the partnership program, has been very successful for over a decade in working to protect the jobs of our flying partners. In addition to these protections, it also affords valuable time-off flexibility while maintaining some benefits and seniority for those members who participate. Bidding for voluntary furlough and partnership will both open on November 12, 2012 at 0800 Central Time. Voluntary furlough bids will close on December 17, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards posted no later than 1700 Central Time on December 17, 2012. Bidding for partnership flying will close on December 20, 2012 at 0800 Central Time, with awards to be posted by 1700 Central Time that same day, if domicile need and cost effectiveness of the partnership program in the aggregate warrants. If you are able to consider and are interested in this new voluntary furlough, we encourage you to review the Voluntary Furlough Information Packet, dated November 8, 2012, and read it carefully. Please contact your local council office and check our website for updated voluntary furlough information. Primary Phase 1 vacation bids have been posted today, November 9, 2012. Flight attendants can now view primary vacation awards via the VACBID screen in Unimatic or via CATS 1-800-825-7533 to hear awards. There were a number of flight attendants who were assigned a primary vacation under the Phase 1 insufficient bid guidelines. The number one reason for most of these insufficient bids was flight attendants not observing the crossing months rule for vacations when bidding 14, 15, or 16 days. If there was not a minimum of 4 days of vacation in each month, these bids did not meet the crossing months rule, therefore these bids were not considered valid. The vacation team worked diligently to finalize and post the primary vacation awards earlier than November 12th. The vacation team will be available on Monday, November 12th, to answer any questions regarding the awards at 1-800-UA-FA-VAC. That's Monday through Friday, 0800 to 1630 hours Central Standard Time, or via to grp-whqsk-vacation-team@ual.com. Secondary Phase 2 vacation bidding will open next Friday, November 16, 2012. Go to our website for more information on the 2013 vacation bidding process or pick up a copy of the 2013 vacation booklet from your local domicile. Our new contract provides for improvements to trip trading, increasing the schedule flexibility of line holders who may trade IDs in their lines off with open flying. Although our contract provides for trip trading with open flying, including charter flights, there are certain restrictions that must be followed. A line holder must be legal to work her or his next ID. A line holder cannot trade back into the same position of the same ID, but can trade back into the same ID as long as the position is different. A line holder trading into a purser position must be purser qualified, with the limited exception of trading into a purser position from a relief line of flying. Trades should not involve less trip days than the ID being traded. For more information on line holder trip trading, visit our website. Reserve flight attendants are afforded contractual pay protections such as the monthly guarantee, reserve override, and standby pay. When calculating the monthly pay of a reserve flight attendant, there are many considerations to be made. At the end of the month, the flight attendant monthly pay file, the DFAP, is used to calculate a reserve's monthly guarantee pay, which increased to 78 hours with our new contract. Two calculations are then made to determine the total guarantee pay for each month. At domestic locations, the first calculation is based on the reserve's domestic hourly rate multiplied by the monthly guarantee of 78 hours. The second calculation is to determine the total monthly pay for all work completed. The reserve will be paid the greater of what is flown, or worked, from or his, her guarantee. In some instances, even if the reserve has flown an international ID, the guarantee calculation is greater and will be used in determining the total pay for the month. Read more about reserve pay protections on our website. Social media sites, such as Facebook, are used daily for entertainment, advertising, and networking. In November of 2011, we wrote an article on social media and negotiations, encouraging our flight attendant community to use union communications as their source for accurate and official information regarding negotiations in the company. Social media networks not only have the propensity for inaccurate information, but also bring up issues of personal safety and privacy. There are many people who will try to gain access to these accounts in order to exploit users' information. When using social media, as well as company email accounts, everything is time-stamped, and there should be absolutely no expectation of privacy. The more information you post, the more vulnerable you may become. It is also becoming common practice for prospective employers, universities, and other processes that require an application to review your Facebook page as part of their process. Remember, once you publish the information, despite whatever privacy settings you may have, it becomes public information and can be accessed by individuals other than those whom you might have intended. This could include public awareness of our layover details, security-sensitive details regarding our procedures, or management being aware of your activities when you may prefer that they were private. While social media can be great for entertainment, using this as a forum for discussion, private, personal, or company business can be problematic. Discussions on Facebook can become notoriously heated and emotional. It is helpful to avoid making inappropriate statements or derogatory comments, especially to or about other employees. We encourage you to use social media responsibly and stay informed on the latest news from reliable sources for information such as our website, Our United, Dear AFA, eLines, FAN, or by contacting your local council. Interline travel agreements give us opportunities to purchase leisure standby travel tickets with other airlines. United has introduced Zonal Employee Discount, or ZE, ticketing for interline travel with 20 more airlines through a partnership with ID90T. United recently finalized their testing and went live with the Z program with the approval of these carriers. British Airways, that's BA, the Z tickets can now be purchased electronically for a small processing charge per segment through the ID90T website. The addition of All Nippon Airways, that's ANA/NH, to the Z program is tentatively scheduled on November 15th following the completion of testing of Z. Cathay Pacific, which is CX, and China Airlines, which is CI, will continue to accept paper tickets until further notice during the testing and implementation of CX. Upon this launch, some carriers realized they required a certain code in the ticketing field that United did not use. The company is working now to enhance United's system to include this code to assist with new launches in the future. More information on interline travel can be found on United's Working Together website. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.